Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay.
It's Wednesday. Hey, it's Wednesday. Let's get it. Fourth episode. Hey, y'all.
Oh, that's right. All right, girl. So, you know, we I'm about to, you know, have our comedy show thing this weekend.
Yes, we are.
Yes, on Sunday, which is awesome. Kind of my birthday weekend. Because my birthday is next Wednesday, so we definitely would love to support, see everybody come out. If possible, we do understand it is a Sunday, but if you can't come out, please come out and show us some love.
And have a good time. Exactly.
With some adult beverages and a lot of laughs. So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. So, Kay, how's your week been so far?
It's been okay. It hasn't really been a bad week. You know, just the regular 8 hours, pushing that out the way and coming on in. How about you?
Feels pretty good. I did get a chance to see the Kobe Bryant memorial, you know, for his daughter and the other 9 victims. You know, I did, couldn't watch the whole thing because I was at work, but, you know, I just truly commend his wife.
Yeah,
and she's a brave woman. I know it was very hard for her. You know, she kept taking deep breaths and, you know, trying to get it together. But for the most part, I feel like, you know, she held it together pretty good.
Yeah, I only got to listen to the clip on the radio. I actually didn't see it, but the clip they played, my eyes like teared up. It was pretty sad, and like you said, she's strong, because that would have been entirely too soon for me. I wouldn't have been able to get up and speak in front of nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that, you know, I commend her for that. Our prayers are with Kobe and his family. So, yeah. Shell, what are you talking about tonight? What's the topic?
Okay, so our hot topic tonight, I feel everyone can relate to this. Even if you're not going through this now, you have been through this, you know, at some point in your life. So our topic is, what type of friend are you during a fallout? So our question is, but we all been there, right?
Of course.
So my thing is, do you remain humble and stick to loyalty? You know, because y'all are friends, but, you know, because you fall out, do you tell the business, or do you expose your friend with all their personal business? You know, pretty much what we say now, do you spill the tea, all because you all had a fallout? And so, like I said, we all been there, even if it was our younger days or, you know, present. So, you know, I actually had this experience at my age now, which is crazy, because this is like some, this is stuff like high school people do. So I would speak about myself. You know, I had a friend at one point, you know, she was, you know, there for me. I felt like I could confide in her and, you know, I could trust her with my business. And when we hit like a speed bump in our friendship, you know, we had to kind of take like a break from each other. You know, I wanted to speak to her like, you know, how come, you know, I'm not rocking with you like that right now? But, you know how you just have like a sense of a person, how they are, like if they're jealous or something. I was like, you know, she's just somebody I don't want in my face. Like, I didn't have
to get
her anything. Just certain things I started to see as time went on. Like, you know, I can't rock with you like that. Like, I'm getting too old. I got too much to lose. I just not the same with you anymore. So with my experience, fell out, you know, not right away, but in time, she began to tell my business, you know, to my ex.
Which is some whack shit. That's some whack shit. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah.
I'm
here. Okay.
What happens? Technical difficulties on week 4. Don't be doing this, Mother Nature. Don't be doing this.
I know. Sorry, we do have a thunderstorm in my area, so we do apologize, callers. Not sure the last thing you all heard, but pretty much we're just talking about, you know, what type of friend you are during a fallout. Do you remain humble? Are you still loyal to the person? Do you expose their business? And I'm just speaking from personal experience. I've had a situation where I confided in someone. I thought they were my friends. And as soon as we had a hiccup in our friendship and, you know, we kind of took a break from each other, you know, she felt that was a pass to go tell my business. But just, you know, but just because we thought it does not be a pass to tell things that I confided in you about. And a lot of times when people do things like that, it's because they're miserable. You know, it's like an old saying, misery loves company.
Loves company, and it really does.
So how I feel, you know, if we was rocking with each other and we fell out, okay, we fell out, but I'm not going to tell your business or, you know, your business, whatever we went through or whatever you told me that goes with me. Because, you know, come on now, like, we're in our 30s now. Like, it's time to grow up at some point. So, Kay, have you ever had this type of experience with, you know, a friend?
So I'm grateful enough to say that the people that I actually really consider a friend, it's never gotten to, of course, there's been falling out, of course, you know, everybody,
mm-hmm.
sure everybody has experienced that, but I would say I think I'm blessed because I've never had a friend to turn on me to that extent, you
mm-hmm.
know, granted the falling outs weren't that bad. I did have one with a high school friend that I considered that bad, but even then, you know, it wasn't that type of party. So, you know, like, I'm grateful for that, but I have witnessed other people do that to people that they consider their friend. And my personal opinion, if a person do that to you, you know, you have to reevaluate your friends, because no matter how
mm-hmm.
bad my friends piss me off, if we get to a point that we're not talking, we're not fucking with each other, I'm not about to sit here and tell social media in the world all the things that you told me that I consider personal. Now,
exactly.
If your friend does that to you, do you have the right to retaliate? I'm sure most people would agree, yes, you do. I'm just
mm-hmm.
not that type of bitch. I don't, that's not who I am. You know, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shit is very childish. And
yeah.
It speaks volumes of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my opinion. So, no, I haven't been through it, and I'm sorry that you
had it. Yeah, it's really sad because, like, you know, like, once it was, you know, about to my attention, you know, the petty side is like, girl, do you not know I know your business, too? Like, we could go toe-to-toe on this one, but you know what? you know, with maturity and growth, it's like, I'm not about to go back to this broad for what?
Do you know how much that takes? That takes so much energy from you. And
it does.
Why would you invest your energy in somebody that's bashing you? Because at the end of the day, people are going to talk about you, and that's okay. But when it's your friend, it hits different.
It,
so
it does.
You have to just be the bigger person and keep your life going, because you drain all that energy on this person that is doing you no justice as a friend.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I have done it before. Like, you know, why would they do that? But then just with growth and growing up, it's like, you know, the old me, oh, girl, it would have been a wrap. But it's like, you know, with my age now, I have two kids. I have too much to lose. It ain't worth it. And like I said, being that you would do something like that further proves to me why I ended the friendship anyway.
Right.
Like, a friend is not going to do that. Like, my best friend, you know, we've been friends for about 18 years. And we don't always agree on everything. We never had, like, a crazy, crazy blowout, but I could never, ever, ever see myself turning on her. We don't even have to be best friends. You know, it's just not right. I'm not going to go back and just, whatever you told me, that stayed between us in confidence, and I don't want nobody to spoil my business. So I feel whatever I told you, it needs to stay with you, and I don't want, you know, you spreading my business. A lot of times when people do that, it's because they're vindictive, or a lot of times they play victim, which is very, you know, common. They play victim, then they try to, say things and try to turn everybody against you. But people that truly know you know that's not true. You know what I'm saying?
And if you feel some type of way about somebody during the phone, it's one thing to discuss that amongst your other friends.
Exactly.
Girl, you know, this does it like we do. But to expose somebody's personal, the things that they have been through personally to strangers, for people to be able to turn around and make their shit the topic of the week, that's a major And if any of my friends ever did that to me to that extent, it was just the end of the friendship, because it's not no coming back from that.
No, it definitely not. Like I said, like when I tell you something, like that's something that was meant for you and I to speak about. And, you know, honestly, I was more like hurt than mad.
Of course.
I was like, because you're like, you know, I like pour my soul out to you, like you was there and I was crying on your shoulder, and it's because, you know, we fall out for whatever reason, you just don't, you know, tell my business like that. Like, you know, that hurts. Like I said, it hurts me more than it, you know, it makes me upset. But, you know, and like I said, that further proves me why I put your ass now.
Right.
You know.
And how do you get better out of, you know, taking somebody's character like that? Like, I just made a post about that not too long ago. You get pleasure out of basically for that, in that moment, in that time frame, you could literally be destroying somebody's life with the thing you are exposing. And for somebody to get pleasure out of that, you a miserable ass bitch or a dude, because dudes be doing that shit too. That
oh, yes, they do.
Right,
they just bad as female.
But it's plenty of these quote-unquote street niggas that do the same shit, and that shit is whack. It's whack. It's not, I'm going to expose you because XYZ. It shouldn't be no XYZ if that was your man or that was your girl. Now, if it's an associate and shit gets, you know, go left, even then, to me, in my opinion, it's still not okay. I just think that's just so priceless. But I can understand that to a certain extent. But when we say friend, we're talking about somebody that we consider on a different level than an associate, clearly. Somebody, like you said, person, you've told this person things that have hurt you. For them to turn that into comedy and entertainment to other people, you got to be an individual. And you have a lot of time on your hands as well.
Exactly. But like I said, it's a lot of people out there like that. Like, you know, I never had a whole bunch of female friends.
Me either.
So I don't trust them. you know, to keep it 100, you know, females, like, just like them, they like to gossip. But it's like, I've always had a really, really, you know, tight circle. A lot of times it's, you know, associates. I can't really honestly call a lot of people my friend, you know, quotations my friend. Like, you know, like if I speak to everybody, because that's my personality, like I try to get along with everybody. And it's like, yeah, it's like even if people tell me things about you, they're like, yo, don't rock with her because it is. I'm like, I can't. I'm the type of person, I kind of got to see it for myself. And, you know, with experience, I went through this person. People got to tell me, yo, don't rock with her. Like, yo, she's messy. I was like, no, you know, but she was there for me. Like, I try to see the good in everybody. You know, and then, you know, I walk right into her little trap. Like, everybody warned me of her, but just, you know, the type of person I am. I'm like, no, I'm going to give her a chance because I thought she was coming from a genuine place, you know. You know, now looking back, she was just trying to know everything so she can be messy and so I can be the topic of her, you know, whatever she had going on that day. But
obviously, she ain't had much going on, obviously.
If that's all, you know, you can do that on that back end. Yeah, if you know, go back and tell folks business and stuff that, you know, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. Like I said, for me, it hurts me more than it makes me mad. Like, you just feel like bamboozled, like a gut punch. Like damn, girl, like I told you all this, and so we ain't rocking. Okay, all right, here's what it is. But, you know, that's just, you know, my opinion. Like, you know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and she come back, and I saw my daughter, I'm like, look, you don't need a whole rack of female friends. She said, but mom, no. I said, listen to me from experience. You know, you have like your one or two friends, and, you know, that's all you need. You don't need, but I know, like, I look at my face, it's like when I would have like that, you know, big old, I would have like, I wouldn't say friends or associates, but it's like, you just can't trust nobody. Like I said, people are snakes. Like, they really are.
They really are. And this generation is not, this generation of females is definitely not what our generation was. But I've always been the type to have a very small circle as well. You know that. You've known me since high school. High school, it wasn't about being popular for me. I rocked with people that were close to me, and that was it. I didn't care about having 1,000 friends then, and I don't care about it. And it's unfortunate that you have to protect your heart and yourself from female friends. Like, it's bad enough for men. Most women have to do that already with men. You know, you really have to protect yourself because people will be your friend until you're doing better than them. They'll be your friend until you don't need to depend on them no more. There's so many reasons that type of stuff happens, and I just think it's very sad that somebody that you hold close to you, you know, that you have to question. That's why I don't have a lot of friends, because I don't feel like I need my circle. So,
I totally get it. Like, you know, I said, and you know, it's crazy. This is how you know you have a toxic friend, or can't really say your friend, but how you know they were toxic, because once you cut their asses off, you feel relieved.
Like, exactly. And I've had plenty of those situations.
Yeah, he's just like, you know what? I ain't got to deal with her crazy ass no more. Like, honestly, like, I'd rather go out by myself and chill with myself than to deal with all that craziness you got going on, because I don't have time for it. And, like what's sad, like, my situation is I saw the red flags the whole time. But me, I'm just like, nah, she's not like that. Like I can give an example. Like, say we went out, it was always a competition if we went out. And it shouldn't be like that. Like, you know, we're friends. We're going out having a good time. It's not, well, who, or you expect that this person talk to you, or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just, like, I had the signs there, but, you know, I just kept like, no, she's a good person. People get, Lachelle cut it off. But I'm like, no, she's a good person. You know, I just, like I said, I try to see the good in everybody. And then sometimes I take something and dress and be like, you know what, everybody was right. You know, this person, you know, just wasn't, you know, any good for me. And once I cut that person off, like I said, I felt 100 times better. I didn't feel, you know, stressed out anymore. You know, I started feeling more like myself. It's just, I just don't like dealing with people like that. Like, that's
right.
The character, if I, you know, if I can say so. But
yeah, well,
you know,
moving forward, you need to pay attention to them red flags.
I really do, like, because I'm like, no, let me overlook. That's my problem.
I'm just
like, no, let me overlook. No, she's not that bad. He's like, Lachelle, like, my best friend, you know, like I said, we've been friends for 18 years, and she be telling me.
I'm like, no, no, girl, give her a chance. She's like, I don't know what, I'm a Pisces, my best friend is a Taurus.
Normally, I guess Taurus, they can read people a little bit better than my best friend, my Aunt Shell, something right with her. I'm like, no, she's cool. My best friend, like, Aunt Shell. And I swear on everything, she write every time. I swear on everything, she write every time. Like, she just
people that genuinely love you, they know. You know, like, another way that you can divide the type of people in your life as well. Like, you recognize genuine love. You know, I have people in my life now that, you know, I'm cool with or whatever, but I know that shit ain't genuine. You just want to hit my line because you want some tea or you want to spill some tea or, you know, you want to get something off your chest. And that's fine. I'm always going to be an open ear, but you definitely in the category that where if we fell out, you would be exposing shit that you know. And that's why I don't, that's why I keep my business to myself for the most part as well, because at the end of the day, the one friend that you expected to never do that shit can happen. It happens.
Yeah, you know, it does.
A lot of stuff you have to learn to hold in, but I just feel like with the whole topic itself, I just feel that it's a shame that at our age, people are still that type of stuff, you know.
Just messy as hell.
It's so like, messy, and it's so unattractive. It's not cute. I would never go to social media to say something personal about somebody that I consider my friend. I just wouldn't do it. I'm not entertaining that shit on social media. I'll hit your line, or I might talk to my bitches about you. But I'm not, actually, not might, I will. But I'm not social media with it, and I'm not putting your personal business out for the world to see. Like that's some bum shit.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah, like I said, like anybody got. You know, the saying, anybody got time for that, but keep dealing with. But I guess, like, when I, you know, sign everything out, when I sign everything out, it's like, what did you get out of, like, to me, like, or telling everything? Like, you trying to get certain people not to rock with me, but the way I am, at the end of the day, if you don't rock me, you don't rock me, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just don't. Like, at the end of the day, you don't pay my bills, you don't take care of my kids, you know, you don't do nothing for me, so... If you're that childish on that person's level to be like, you know what, I ain't gonna rock show you that bye to you. I'm not gonna lose no sleep over you. Like I'm not. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have two kids, I have two sisters, I have, you know, my really tight circle of the friends I do have. I got a huge family, you know, I'm not worried about that. Like, okay, they don't rock me, okay, I'm not gonna cry over you. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, and you probably got the thing too. I feel like I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good, girl.
I feel like you know, like social media, TV, all that stuff plays a role in it too. And that's another reason why a lot of bitches think it's cute, because look at Love and Hip Hop. That's my show. I'm on schedule 8 o'clock every night. If I could,
girl, me too. Every Monday.
If I gotta wait to get it, as long as he ain't mad, I'm gonna go ahead and get the show out the way. Sometimes, you know, like that's I love the entertainment, but. They do stuff like that as well on the show. Like, I don't know who watches it, who don't, as far as listeners go. But you know how Jocelyn had put the girl, the pig on the truck and stuff like that. Like, this and it's probably edited. But at the end of the day, that woman probably really was fucked up at the end of the night. Like, damn, the whole world just saw, like, this woman calling me a whole pig. Like, and it's entertainment, and people take
it. Yeah, but she played it off good.
But you and I are both women. We know at the end of the day, she agreed to that in a contract. It still bothered her. So it's just a sad situation, because we have influences like that that make people think that type of shit is okay, and it's not.
Yeah.
But I think we do have someone that wants to talk to us.
Okay.
Is there anybody there? Hello. Welcome to the Table Talk Show.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Lisa. So, hi, lady. This is like an awesome topic, because I've been in a situation where I was friends with a girl and I thought it was like best friend type deal or whatever, but it wasn't. I've known the girl for like, I would say maybe 8 years. 8 years, and I just thought we were cool. We were clubbed together, everything. We were just going through all types of different experiences. And the moment that I fell out with her cousin, there was issues. What I thought, as far as me and her friendship goes, it wasn't at all. And then, so basically, she started telling everyone that she wanted to fight me. I was no good, this, that, and third.
Mm-hmm.
So I confronted her about it, and of course, it was, no, I never said this. I never said this, but however, it was too many people that came to me with the same story that
right.
she was saying.
Exactly.
And then in another note, as far as Facebook goes, it wasn't so much as her exposing my information, but she would throw slurs. My biggest problem is we have each other's number. If there's a falling out, if we're supposed to be
exactly.
close, and you say we're close, you can pick up the phone. I'm not going to try and put 2 + 3 = 5 together to figure out that your ass is talking
that's
about
right.
me on Facebook. Like, that shit is ridiculous. But if it,
right.
you know, with that situation, that shit was dead. The girl tried to apologize like years later in our adult age, you know, saying that she's sorry, she missed me, she wanted to rekindle. But no, that's a dump for me because
you violated me.
Once we get to a point to where you cross a certain line, especially when it comes to how close we were supposed to be and how you handled a falling out between us, like, you was never my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I would wish you well. And, you know, if I'm not meant to be friends with somebody and I realize that, I wish you well. There ain't going to be no beef. There ain't going to be no bad blood. However, you know, if
mm-hmm.
shit gets too mm-hmm. out of hand, like, bitch, I'm going to pull a bitch by damn house.
I know. I'm talking
you know,
to
like,
you because you're like...
It's just
yeah, I totally see where she's coming from.
Yeah,
yes,
I
that goes back to that reminds me of what she said. You know, she put on Facebook that you confront her is oh, I didn't say that. Now you choking and all of that. What kills
mm-hmm.
me is it's a meme out there that say, you know, somebody get online and talk all this shit about somebody else, and then somebody in the comments be like, "Who are you talking about?" Oh, I'm going to inbox you. Have that same
right.
energy when you're
exactly.
exposing
exactly.
when somebody asks you the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
yeah,
I totally
feel what you're coming from.
But, yeah, this is a great topic. I'm listening, y'all. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you. We appreciate
love
the call.
Don't go putting no paws on nobody, girl.
I'll try.
All right, y'all. Well, we just enjoyed our first call. She was full of life. She literally gave me a whole nother level of energy. I think we'll go ahead and take a quick break, and then we will take another caller. So y'all hang in tight. We'll see you in a minute.
All right.
I'm going to
go. You know I can't go.
You now. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Come here. You know I can't go.
Bye-bye.
I'm not afraid to
Hello, callers. Thank y'all for continuing to listen. And we have returned from our break. And I think we have one person that is waiting to talk to us. Are you there?
Hey, callers.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Paul, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hide it. This Tyra, hi y'all, hi KK.
Hey, boo, how you doing?
Hey, Tyra.
Hey. Hi. I'm just willing to bring that pancake restaurant about these Jasmine's that do that, you know, running their mouth. And, well, I was put in a situation where I happened to kind of be the culprit of running somebody's business because I was pillow frogging with my man. And it wasn't a friend, it was actually a family member. And when we fell off, or, you know, when this person got all mad or we got the people, he would run the business that I would, you know, we had late night, our little late night conversation. And it put me in a bad.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Just a little bit.
For real, I'm sorry.
I definitely
now you sound clear.
You.
Look, Boost Mobile. Don't do Boost Mobile. But,
I got Boost.
I'm down here in Fayetteville, and it's been terrible. Like, since I moved to Fayetteville, my service has been terrible. But I just wanted to say, like, how I was almost the culprit of, like, spreading Boost. I don't even say almost. I was the culprit of, like, telling somebody Boost wasn't a friend. It was a family member. And I'm pillow talking with my man. And when we saw her, we got the business, he ran the business. And I just wanted to say, like that, you know, you with a man, you think you can confide in him and talk to him about certain things, and then they end up being the bitch ass that's running the business. So it's like, you know, what do you do in that situation, I guess, you know? Now you can't confide in your man, you know, the man you've been with for years, or... You know, like, what do you do? And I had to, it was my concern to be honest, and I had to, like, apologize, and it was a long goal for me to get back, me and her to get back on, like, good terms because I was talking to my man. So is that wrong, I guess? How do y'all feel about that?
So basically, instead of your girlfriend exposing your personal business, you were in that situation by your man at the time.
Yes. And I think that happens. I'm not sure that happens a lot, but you know that happens often. And like you said, like these dudes are supposed to be so hood, so you know, keep it 100, no snitching, all these hood rules that they're supposed to live by. How you know they do that same shit that women do, and that's just kind of like what I wanted to bring out there. Like we have to even be careful with that because, like I said, I've been put in a situation where. My man ran the business. And
that's a whole nother topic right there.
We're going to get to this tonight.
We were saying, good Lord, you just switched the show up. I mean, this is different.
So, I'm sorry, my phone. So, do you feel like, let me see, how can I word this? So,
like,
do you feel like your man is against you?
Did that make me unloyal friend for calling my man or unloyal sister? Because it's friends, it's sister, it could be anything. Because we discuss a lot of things with our men. Like,
Yes, we do.
Now, am I the unloyal person? Does that make me unloyal or, you know, the bitch ass that went with me?
See, I mean, I feel like a relationship is a whole another chapter when it comes to loyalty. And I feel like out of anger, naturally, when it's your man, it's just hit different. So I feel like naturally,
it hits harder.
Yeah, your first thought is to retaliate because, oh, no, this motherfucker who I've been washing his drawers and cooking his dinner, he not about to do this to me.
Exactly. Right.
You know, it's different. But in my calm mind, I feel like that situation can turn so much more nasty
You know what I mean? Then you and your girlfriend, because basically you and your girlfriend, you're going to expose either that the bitch really broke and she on Facebook acting like she got money, or the bitch done slept five different people. Like, it's that type of stuff. But when this is your significant other, these are things that go on in your household. That gets very personal. You know,
it's very personal.
Very. So I feel like retaliation in that instance probably would be probably 80% of the population would retaliate. You would. But in the long run, when y'all are all done exploding all that shit about each other, what do you have?
Right.
You know what you have nice other situation, and if there's children involved, that makes it even worse. So I'm straddling the fence on that answer, because I know my first instinct, okay, we're gonna play then. But my second instinct is like, no. So
right,
I'm straddling. What about you, Sal?
Well, like I said, this is my petty side of me. If it's my man, you better be team shell all the way. Like, that's just like, you know, you just feel a certain way if it's your man, because, you know, we lay down together, you know, we have a physical relationship, you know, like, it's just like, it gets really, really complicated when, like, your man is involved. Just like a whole nother, girl, that's a, like she said, girl, that's a whole nother topic, girl. You
and I guess I'll say it to say, like, I'm sorry.
You need to call back in, girl.
And I guess I'm just saying it to say this, like, we just got to be careful. Like I said, because I confided in him about somebody's business, and he ran it. You know, so
he ran the business, trying to be the unloyal person,
right? And then, I get what you're saying.
So let me get this. So you told your man something, and then he told the business.
Yes.
Okay, I've been there before. Okay, I'm better now. Okay, so let me get together. Okay, so, yeah, I've been there before. Like, nigga, like, I told you this. Like, you know what? Like, you know, when you call a man shit, like, I came from, like, nigga, you want to say nothing about what I told your ass when we were pillow talking last night. So,
exactly.
I get what you're saying. Like you know, I'm just
saying,
talking
like,
to my man.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but he wants to go back and say that because we could be team us. Like, why you go back and say something like, I'm talking to you as my man, and we still are talking or our late night talk, we lay in the bed after we worked all day. Anybody tell your ass, go back and say shit. No, so I get what you're saying.
Right.
You know, like,
and
that's
even worse for a dude. Like, you know, women, we, you know, society, we know the talk. You know, we talk, we, you know, talk amongst our friends.
Yeah.
That's
our
best friend.
A man is not supposed to be going to run no business. Like, I'm old-fashioned. Like, what are you doing? Like, talking and repeating and gossiping. Like, that's not even a manly, like, quality in my, you know, in my book. So, like, it cut me completely off. And I feel like it enabled me as almost unloyal to my sister. And I thought that was just, like, real fun. You know, I've learned to be careful when I'm venting because, you know, we tell one person, they can tell a person, and then that shit get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm in that situation. So, like, I've learned I change the name up quick. You know, I could be talking about my sister, but I'm going to make it seem like it's this chick from work. You know? Out there because, and then again with my friends, I had a situation. Me and my homegirls talking, and they're pillow talking with their men, you know, and it came back. I should just stop talking, huh?
It's okay, like this.
But that's the point. That's the point, you know, and what we're saying is that that's sad. Like, these are people that you're confiding in, and you have to limit what you're saying, or like you're saying, disguise who you're talking about. Like, if you are that close to me in my life and I'm talking to you about something personal, when you get mad, that shit should just stay with you. I don't, like, I guess I'm on the side of the topic because I got plenty of bitches that I know a lot of shit about. And even if they rub me the wrong way, I'm still, you know, like I said, I might talk about it with my friends. Okay, that's different. We all do that. But I'm not going to go out into the world and tell everybody something just because I'm mad. Like, I really feel like that's something that should be left to these high school girls. Like, we are grown
up.
You know?
And I think Lachelle, you said, I think you made a good point because
listen.
It's like,
huh?
Yeah, I'm listening, girl.
I was just saying, I'm sorry. It'd be like a delay. I'm sorry, y'all. But I think you made a good point. Damn, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, all these kids I got. But, what was I about to say? Oh, it'll come back to me and not come back on. But I love this topic because. Nope, you said something earlier when I was first listening about, what did you say?
Oh, Lord, I don't know what I said, girl. But you know
y'all
what?
Y'all
got to really
forgive me this short-term memory.
No, it's okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to start. Like, we really appreciate you calling, but we do have to get
yep.
to the next caller. But you call
right,
in again. We're going to
get
to the whole
topic. And I'll check in. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank
all right,
you,
thank
you
all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, girl. Ooh, girl. Next caller.
Hello.
Next caller. Hello.
Hey, who's this? Who do we
Hello?
Have? Hey, who do we have on the line?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Hi.
How okay, so
who we had a pleasure of speaking with?
This is Donna.
This Donna. Here we go.
Yeah. Yes,
we
it's
love
Miss
Donna.
Donna. I just want to say great topic once again, ladies. I'm so happy to be able to listen to you guys every Wednesday.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to say that it's really about who you choose to be your friend. And
mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate enough to never really have a falling out with my best friends. And I only have two,
mm-hmm.
one from back home for about 30-something years, and
ooh,
one, you know,
way.
Here in Virginia with me. We've been
mm-hmm.
best friends probably about over 10 years. So we've never had a falling out. But because we are real friends, and people tend to use that word very lightly,
yes,
real friends are not going to put you out there no matter what. I would never do that to my best friends, and I know they would never do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
The trust is there on both with both of them. I mean, I would basically trust either one of them with my man in a room butt naked.
Oh, now you're pushing it.
Yeah, look, no, for real, my best friends, no, for real, because I have a story, but another night. Like, for real, my best friend could be butt naked around my name, I wouldn't say nothing of it, because that's how long we've been riding with each other.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I get all
like
that, like, you touch him, but you're not going to be looking at my man's dick. I'm sorry, we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
Well, that's just an expression, but I basically saying that's how much I trust my best friend. So if I trust them like that and they trust me like that, there would never be a situation where if there were a falling out that anything like that, anything crazy would be said, whether it's on social media or you know, any other way, period. And that's to me, that's a true friend. Anyone outside of that, that's not a friend. If you have to question whether or not they're going to put you out there after you've, you know, spilled your heart out or, you know, they know so much about you, then that's not your friend and you need to let it go.
Right. Exactly. I'm with you on saying that I'm fortunate because I can count on five fingers how many people I consider a real friend. And, you know, I'm blessed because I never had a falling out to that extent. And the times that I did, we were able to come together and talk like real friends should do and figure that shit out and move forward. Like,
that's good, girl.
You know, but that's the definition of a real friend. Anybody, like she said, anybody that's going to expose you during a bad time in your friendship was never your friend. So consider it a blessing that they expose you. It's just up to you if you're going to keep it going with retaliation or you just going to wash your hands and keep it moving. I'm going to wash your hands and keep it moving and let you get it. Now, you dig too deep. Like, I'm a Scorpio. And anybody.
We know y'all bitches,
Kay. In their life? No.
Yeah, one of my friends is Scorpio. And y'all bitches.
We can.
Scorpios are crazy.
Very,
but lovable.
Yeah, it's not going to last. No,
Katie's trying
to laugh.
Don't call us crazy. It's not about
you're not crazy, girl. You're not crazy, but like, people were joking. I was like, look, I'm the bubbly one, but y'all keep sleeping on Kay. Like, that's she tiny, but I know how she is. If you cross her, like, I'm with the pool with her. And let me tell you something. You're going to mess with her.
Because I'm
going to mess with her.
Yeah,
nobody in her circle.
I'm just very,
absolutely.
I'm just very protective over people that
you
I love.
You just not.
That, yeah.
And that's
I'm
what best,
not
being best friends are about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what being best
and
friends are about. You mess
that
with one, you mess with both.
Exactly. Right. Like, and her and I, we're not, we can't, like, we know each other in school, but that's probably why we mesh so well, because I'm like, brother, oh, let's give her a chance. And Kay's like, oh, girl, nah. Nah, bump that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people like, she's tiny and stuff, but y'all don't let Kay fool y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Look, and the thing about it is, I'm not, like, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not just a bitch. You know, I'm just, like, when it comes to loyalty and stuff like that, I'm very big on that.
Yeah.
That I love. And
definitely.
I'm not about to be out here throwing bows and doing all that because I'm grown. But like I said, I am a Scorpio. So, you know, we just have a way. We could literally ruin your life without touching you, because that's just,
yeah,
that comes with who we are. But I try,
yeah,
not to use that side of me, because that's a very side. So that's why I wouldn't be the friend that would go expose you, because as much as I have it in me to do that, I have morals and I'm a grown ass woman, and
yeah,
I'm just not. That's not the side of the topic I'm on. I'm on the loyalty side. And
no, really, you do have a heart of gold. No, you
I do.
That's why, like, so I know you from school. And the thing, like, girls was always jealous because you were a pretty girl. You had a pretty shape. You know, everybody's wasting life, so they was jealous of it. You know how females are, but she never was stuffed up or none of that. She's just
none of that.
She's none of that. Like, the people, but I was just like I was a freshman when I met you. I met you through one of our friends, Tiffany, and I was just like, you know, I thought she was a little mean at first, so I ain't gonna lie. But then, like, once I got to know I've been lost, and honestly, like, we never hung all the time, but every time I saw you, you always showed me nothing but love.
Yes, because I'm a genuine person.
Yeah, you are a very genuine person. But don't mess with her people, y'all. Y'all can tell me that.
Exactly. That's the definition of true friendship. All right. Well, I'm going to let you ladies go to try to squeeze in another caller, but you have a good night, and I'm looking forward to next week.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Woo, girl, we got a few more minutes. Let's get one more call in.
Okay. One more call in.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Lord. Who's this?
Is this Team Scorpio, baby?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
So you guys are doing such a good job. This is Crystal, a.k.a. Keandra's number one sister-in-law ever.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Hey, boo. What's up?
So this is a good topic, but to be honest, I'm loyal all the way around. Like, I'm 1,000% loyal. But I don't have any friends. My husband says I need to get friends. And the reason for me not having friends is for that simple fact that I just don't trust anybody. Like, unless you're family or you're, like, married-related type family, then those are the ones that I honestly talk to. But I just can't trust nobody, and I just don't got time for the pettiness. I really don't. So I am loyal, but I just don't have friends just for that reason. Like, I've never, even when I was in school, like, I was picked on. I have two friends. They're my best friends, but we barely get a hold of each other. And when we do, it's real nice. When we don't, we don't. But I wouldn't have friends.
There's nothing wrong
with
that. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you why. My parents have been together. My mother just turned 60. She's been with my dad since she was 15,
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she had her friends, like, back in the day, but honestly, as they got older, like, she just could see things in certain people. And my mom,
mm-hmm.
like when we was younger, she had, like, her little best friends and stuff. But, like, honestly, her friends are like her sisters.
Yep.
And, like, right, honestly, yeah. Like, for real. And, like I said, my parents have been married since 81. They've been together since 75. Woo. Because my mom
wow.
is sometimes women. Yeah, wow. Like they my inspiration. I didn't have that. You
ooh,
know, like,
I hope me and my sister stay
like,
together
I wish
that
I
long.
Had that. Yeah, like, I wish I had what my parents had. But, like, my mom's like, sometimes people can, when they're jealous, they will do anything to try to ruin your relationship. Like, my mom, you know, my dad had a household. Yeah, like my dad went into the Army, so my dad is, like, you know, on the bread. Like, my dad's very old-fashioned, and so is my mother. But, like, honey, don't leave those sleeping, you know, like your friends. But, honestly, your husband or your significant other is your best friend.
Right.
And you got, like, cousins.
Right.
Yeah, girl, you don't need to rock the whole rock of 2 months, girl. They're fucking trouble. Like, I got, like, all the females in my circle are, like, over 10 years plus. Like, seriously, like, 10, like, everybody in my circle is, like, 10 to, like, over 20 years of friendship.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Because
wow.
we can't, especially, that, like, one of my closest friends, she's coming Sunday. She's a Scorpio, and she kind of is, like, she has Kay's personality, and I love it because she's in, like, no, like y'all have, like, the same personality. Because she's like, Michelle, you gotta watch that girl. Like, and I'm, like, I said, I'm always like, oh, no, she's not there, but girl. Like, I need my friends to kind of check me with
right.
other people. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But,
well, thank you.
Yes, girl, them Scorpios, they tell you Scorpios are, we
yeah,
psychic.
They do.
We know.
Girl. But Scorpios are foreign things. Like, and yeah, and I got one Gemini friend that I've been friends with 16 years, but and we ain't never had no real big fallout ever.
Well, thank you for calling.
You guys.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, we're gonna take one last call, y'all. This has been a good little.
Oh week. Yeah, we got wrap this up.
Hello, anyone there?
Hey,
hi, Fallon.
Hello, I didn't think I was going to get through. Good evening.
Good evening. What's up?
This is Tina.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was just calling. good topic, but no, I was just calling just to get my input. Basically, I'm on the loyal side. I just, you know, as Kay said and a few other people, I just have a really small group of friends. And, you know, the ones that I do have, if I'm not comfortable and I feel like, you know, they're going to tell my business, then I'm not going to tell them. But then most of the time, you know, I have other associates, but I don't tell them my business. We keep it real simple just because, you know, you never know. So
right.
I keep it, you know, I just keep it in my little group. Like if I got something to say or I feel some type of way, I'm going to talk to them. I trust them. I don't think they're going to go tell my business. So, you know, and I'm the same with them. Like, they can tell me whatever. I'm not going to go talk to anybody about it. Or, you know, just because I know they're my friends and it's personal. You don't go tell people's business, you know.
Exactly. So trashy. That's just some trashy shit, like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be.
Yeah,
it's high school shit.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call and get my input real quick before y'all have to hang up. But thanks, you guys.
Well, it's okay. Like, we try to get to everybody. So, like we tell everybody, if we can't get to you, you're more than welcome to go on the Tabletop Facebook page and leave any comments or any messages, and we will respond back with no problems at all.
And thanks for calling. You made my night.
All right. Bye.
Good night. Good night. So I really was like, I wanted somebody to call that felt like it was okay to expose people's business.
Girl,
like,
I really did.
Nobody's going to live up to that, and that's okay because, you know, unfortunately, we'll see it on Facebook or on
Instagram
or somewhere. So
yeah, I wanted that little confrontation tonight. Just look, you're like, girl, how you doing this right? Like.
Yes, but it's good to see though that, you know, majority of the callers they're not
the grown up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a good thing because you really have to be miserable with a lot of time on your hands. Like I said, I mean, that's just my opinion. And if anybody ever decides that they wanna come for me on social media, you go right ahead.
Thanks, boo. Look.
Paying you on social media, like
look,
we'll have
check, check this out, Katie. Probably listening right now, honestly.
Yeah.
The ones that didn't like us from school or, you know, our adult year, they, you know, said things, oh, we don't like them. And, you
it's
know,
okay.
Just, like, listen
don't
now.
Don't none of them have nothing to expose about, okay? So I'm not worried
exactly.
About that. But this was a good show. We did good for our little fourth week. And all of the callers, we appreciate y'all so much. It's like a very big deal. Like, y'all don't understand.
Very.
We appreciate the ones that just listen to. All of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are great and entertaining and fun. you know, we're going to try to make next week's topic even more juicy. We're working on it. We're trying to keep it going. Check us out on Sunday if you can. Like Shel said, we know it's a Sunday. Y'all got kids and work and everything, but it is a day event. Pull up if you can. Hit the Table Talk page. We are on Table Talk Show. Like she said, you can comment there as well.
Mm-hmm. And also, you can always let us know what you guys want to talk about.
Yes.
Like a Tamika topic, and we can do that for you guys as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Good night. Good night.
I'm going to go. You know I can't go.
You now. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Come here. You know I can't go.
Bye-bye.